More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Buck Brief. We've got Biden's wall. Is that a thing that's going to happen here down at the southern border? We'll discuss. And also, who's the next Speaker of the House going to be? Jim Jordan? Or possibly Donald Trump himself? Yeah, that's a real thing that is being talked about right now. Let's start, though, with Joe Biden. As you no doubt recall, for 4 years, while the Democrats were trying to do everything they could to subvert Trump on the border issue, they said that walls don't work. And so now, with the border completely out of control, the Biden administration is going to ignore some of the ways that they could actually stall on the wall. And building some wall in some places because of funding, they say, that's already appropriated. Here's the truth about this. They have to at least make the pretense. They have to at least pretend that they're able to do something here to secure the border. Because people are recognizing how out of control this is. People have come to the realization that there's something really outrageous going on here. There is a major dereliction of duty that the Democrats are responsible for when it comes to our southern border. So they're going to try to create a perception that they're willing to take some steps. But always this turns into the same thing, which is they just want to organize the flow better. They want to speed up the process of bringing people in. Understand, it's not that people are coming into this country by climbing over existing barriers or by rapidly disappearing into the U.S. interior. That's the old way of illegal immigration. They're surrendering themselves at the border. They're holding up their hand. They're saying, hey, here I am. I want asylum. And because of our preposterous asylum laws and the way they're being ways they're being abused and the ways that the Democrats are refusing to follow up on all of this, that is effectively sufficient to get into the country. That is enough under the circumstances for someone to get into the country and to stay in the country on top of that. Okay. So it's important that we all see this and understand this for what it is. They're not actually looking to prevent large numbers of illegals from coming into the country and staying in the country for, well, really forever. They're just doing the absolute bare minimum in order to have a soundbite that they will then take the American people and say, see, we care about an orderly immigration system or border security too. There's really just one question. Are you trying to stop illegals from coming into the country or not? Yes or no? Are you trying to stop illegals from coming into the United States? And are your policies geared toward that end? That's the absolutely fundamental question in all of this, right? That's what's central. Everything else they can play games with, everything else they can make noise. Oh, it's this, it's that. It's, no. We have to know. We need to have an understanding right now of, is the policy designed so that people are no longer incentivized to abuse our asylum system and come into the country the way they have been? And that with the Biden administration, the answer is, of course, no. They have absolutely zero interest, no interest whatsoever in stopping that illegal immigration in a meaningful way. They have no interest whatsoever. They wanted to continue. Now, Biden just in a side-by-side said the walls don't work. They still cling to this. It's almost like thinking that masks work against COVID. They will still say things like walls do not work. And to that, I just, how can anything so stupid be said out loud by any person and think that they should be able to be taken seriously after it? It just makes absolutely no sense. But they're looking at what's going on in New York City. They're understanding what the polling is telling them about Biden nationally on the border. And it shows very clearly that Biden has a massive problem for his reelection here. You'll also notice that moment in time when everyone's saying, oh, Biden's going to be replaced. That window is getting more and more narrow. Looks like the Buckster, those of you listening to me know, I've taken so much heat on this. It's not going to be Biden. It's not going to be Biden. It's going to be Biden. I've seen it all along. They don't have another plan that works, and they know it. So all that other stuff people have been talking about, Speaking of plans, what's the plan for Speaker of the House? Let's discuss it. You know, there's something called the Secret Royalty Program, not known to many Americans. It's an IRS loophole that allows for Americans to now collect thousands of dollars or more in payouts every year. The publication Business Insider writes that this opportunity could provide, and I quote, enough money to live off of each year without having any other retirement plan. There are no age or income requirements. It's available to anyone 18 or older. There are no employment requirements. You can be working or retired. And the best part is you never have to shop at this mega online retailer, but you better hurry. The deadline to collect the next payout is just a few months away. It only takes a few minutes to get started. Visit secretroyaltyprogram.com. That's secretroyaltyprogram.com before the upcoming deadline. Secretroyaltyprogram.com, paid for by Wide Moat Research. Now, Jim Jordan is one of my, one of my favorite members of Congress. I like him on policy. I like him personally. I think he'd be a great choice for Speaker of the House. I think that alone feels like, I thought Jim Jordan should have been Speaker of the House the last time around when McCarthy got the gavel. So if that is what occurs out of all of this, I think that makes tons of sense. That to me, you've got somebody who knows the system, who's known to all the members of Congress, who knows how to work with people, who's principled, who's a fighter, who understands the importance of oversight committees, who is, you know, favorable to President Trump. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there that lines up and that makes sense. Okay. There's a lot of stuff that I think would be really very sensible for Jim Jordan to be next Speaker of the House. Then there's another possibility, though. Donald Trump is apparently going to D.C. and he's going to put himself forward as a possible Speaker of the House. Now, this to me sounded a little bit wild, a little bit out there. But then I spoke to on the radio show earlier this week, Stephen Miller, who, you know, is a former senior Trump advisor, really the architect of Trump's border policy. And he says for a short period of time, this could make sense to galvanize the Republicans in Congress and to create some momentum within the GOP going into 2024. So it wouldn't be a long term thing. Obviously, Trump has to run for president. He also has all these trials that he's going to have to tend to. But it does seem like this is at least right now being taken seriously by some, that you would have the former president become the Speaker of the House on his way to trying to be president again. I mean, if Donald Trump is able to pull this all off, and I wouldn't bet against him, how can you bet against Trump when it comes to anything these days? The guy defies the laws of gravity on a regular basis. I mean, can you imagine facing four federal indictments, and he's in a good mood, he's doing his thing, he seems just totally fine. Most people, they would crumble after one federal felony indictment, but Trump, no such problem. Would he be Speaker of the House for a while? Is this a serious thing? I don't think it's going to happen, but I can't tell you it won't happen. That's how I would break this one down. I couldn't say with certainty. Jim, he may just show up and say, you know what, I thought about it, guys, but Jim Jordan is the best possible option here. And that would make sense for everybody. And I think it would put Republicans in a good spot going forward for the 2024 elections. You know, we're going to witness our Senate pass another deficit budget and a massive increase in our nation's debt. It's not only going to cause future interest rates to rise as our government prints and borrows more money, it's going to decrease the value of our dollars. You're powerless in all this, and you've got to find a way to protect the value of your savings in your retirement accounts. Purchasing gold is your best strategy. You can purchase it directly for your 401k, for instance. And of course, you can always purchase and take possession of physical gold. Call the Oxford Gold Group. It's who I use. It's who I trust. The call is free, and the people on the receiving end of your call are knowledgeable and trustworthy. 833-707-GOLD. 833-707-G-O-L-D. They make it easy. They've been at this a long time and can arrange for an easy, discreet delivery to your home. One more time, that's 833-707-GOLD, the Oxford Gold Group. That's who I get my gold from. That's who I trust, and that's who I think you should get yours from as well. I've been working with them for years. They're the best in the business. All right, that's going to be it for this week's Buck Brief. More coming next week. Shields up.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.